This weekend, the International Boxing Hall of Fame in Canastota, New York, honors its inductees for 2009, among them Hugh McIlvany, who's been voted the UK's Sports Writer of the Year 7 times and is the only sports writer ever named British Journalist of the Year. Mr. McIlvany was awarded the Order of the British Empire in 1996 and is currently a sports columnist for the Sunday Times of London. Mr. McIlvany, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a great pleasure.
So who's the best you ever saw?
Well, I think you've got to set Muhammad Ali aside. You know, he's utterly unique. I think Muhammad's the greatest figure in the entire history of organized sport. But the greatest fighter, technically, that I saw a lot of was Sugar Ray Leonard. I would say that Leonard had more stuff than just about anybody I saw in the ring. He had wonderful hands. He had beautiful economical footwork.
Let me ask you another Ali question. Do you remember when he came to London when he was still Cassius Clay?
And, yes, I do. I was around him at that time. And you can imagine he had a great impact. In fact, the people of Britain took to Muhammad, or Cassius as he was then, more quickly than many Americans did, I think. He reached the hearts of the British public very early. I remember going over to Miami before he came to London to fight Henry Cooper.
Bleedin' Henry? I should explain, Bleedin' Henry is not my personal nickname. You guys called him Bleedin' Henry,
yes,
right?
Yes, there was ample justification, I can tell you, because it was the great blight of his career that if you rubbed Henry with a rough towel, there was liable to be a little plasma around.
Oh, my God. Well, good morning to our listeners. You are being inducted into the Hall of Fame with Lennox Lewis. I think, what do I know, I think the greatest heavyweight champion since Ali.
Yes, well, there's an argument that can be made. He could be knocked out rather more easily than some other heavyweight champions. He could also knock people out pretty effectively. And the other great quality that Lennox had was that he didn't dodge anybody.
You know, Mr. McIlvany, there are some people, and I don't mind saying occasionally myself, that just find boxing hard to take.
I have said over the years that I have found myself ambivalent about the game. I've been, you know, I was at ringside when the young Welsh boxer Johnny Owen was fatally injured in a fight at the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles. It's not entirely easy to persuade yourself that it's legitimate to be as thrilled by boxing as we are, but I just have to own up that I find it irresistible. And I also believe that it is an expression for very big spirits. Even Muhammad, who has been in a sad condition for many years now, can we say that he wouldn't have chosen, even if he knew what the consequences were? And if we refer to that young Welsh boy I mentioned, Johnny Owen, he found in the ring a means of expressing himself that he couldn't find anywhere else. I remember writing at the time, his tragedy was that he found himself articulate in such a dangerous language.
Mr. McIlvany, thanks so much.
Thank you very much indeed. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Hugh McIlvany, the great British sports writer, who this weekend goes into the International Boxing Hall of Fame.